Born in Richmond, Indiana, Barb Schwegman has made Bloomington her home for over 40 years. Graduating from DePaul University in 1974, she has worked various jobs, from a dishwasher to a kindergarten teacher in a local school. She's been writing for over 40 years, and the poems she'll read today are from her two published books, Poems of Central America and Nightwalking. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Barb, what poems have you brought for us today?
Aunt Mary Roop. Aunt Mary Roop scrawled her life in brown dime store notebooks. They collect dust next to mine in the stained oak desk she left to my mother. She died alone, a fat, purpley woman, comfortable in the company of cats and drunks. We could be more alike than I want to be. I sit alone at the desk as she sat, rocking in my father's favorite chair, a singular woman, searching for words. My grandmother's hands. When I am 5 years old, I stand beside my grandmother. She sits in her blue-flowered wing-backed chair talking to my mother. I stand next to her, shifting from one foot to the other, staring at her skinny arms and blue-veined hands. I just want to be next to her right now and not have to play with my sister and the Lincoln logs that are scattered on the squeaky hardwood floor. When my grandmother puts her arms down on the wooden arm of the chair, I put my hand on her hand. Her fingers feel bony, long and slender. Tenderly, I feel her skin, pinch it softly between my fingers, watch it stand up momentarily, staying as I have molded it. She is so old. Her skin is so soft. My mother scolds me. "Barbara, don't do that," she says. But my grandmother laughs and says, "Funny how skin does that on an old lady, isn't it?" I smile at her, stroke the back of her hand, the veins wobbling between my fingers. Meeting in the garden. I suspect my sister sees rooms the way I hear poetry. Colors speak to her. Decor is an art form. She sees the potential in a space. I see only how I want to be comfortable in a room and hear the play of words in my head. I tell her she can write thoughts, musings, feelings. She tells me I can paint vividness into my home. We meet somewhere in the garden, both of us growing the colors our mother taught us in our childhood. Our gardens reflect how we live, separately, differently, but we love the colors just the same. Nightwalking. Tonight is as Indiana as my parents dancing to stardust. Streets are Midwestern and humid. I walk. Memories pool in alleyways. I have been a small town girl for 34 years. East Coast friends say Hoosier blood is too thick. I say listen as the whistle rush of an Indiana train walks me back home again.
You've been listening to poems by Barb Schwegman on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.